Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about the shifting power dynamics on Wall Street. Who really holds the reins? Hedge funds or private equity?
Ooh, juicy topic. I always thought private equity was the king, splashing cash and racking up fees for banks. This article by Rupak Ghose, formerly of Credit Suisse and iCapNEX, suggests otherwise? Spill the tea.
Exactly. For years, it's been the PE firms buying, selling, taking companies public, fueling those sweet banking fees. They were the lifeblood of Wall Street, or so we thought.
Right, that codependent love-hate relationship everyone whispers about. But hedge funds? They're more about portfolio financing, not a slashy, right?
Precisely. But here's the twist. While private equity has grown impressively, from $1.6 trillion to $4.7 trillion, in assets over the past decade, hedge funds, while appearing slower at $3 trillion to $4.5 trillion, are becoming the real heavy hitters in a different arena.
Prime brokerage, you mean? That's where the hedge funds and prop trading firms shine, borrowing and leveraging, right?
Yes. Think about it. Investment banking fees from financial sponsors in 2024. $20.4 billion. Respectable, but pales in comparison to the estimated $36 billion generated by prime brokerage services for hedge funds and similar clients, a 50% growth in just 4 years.
Whoa, that's a significant difference. Are those numbers reliable, though? I mean, granular data can be tricky.
Good question. The article mentions some uncertainty, but the banks themselves are shouting about their prime brokerage success. Goldman Sachs, for instance, saw record financing revenues, $2.7 billion, across fixed income and equities in the first quarter of this year.
So, Goldman is basically saying, hedge funds, you're our new BFFs.
Pretty much. And other banks are echoing that sentiment. Morgan Stanley, Citi, they're all seeing this trend. Plus, revenues in the broader markets businesses of the top five U.S. investment banks are up a whopping 50% over the last decade, dwarfing investment banking revenues.
This is a seismic shift. But isn't this a bit risky for the banks? Hedge funds are known for their leverage, and if the market takes a dive, and
exactly. While private equity struggles might be a slow bleed, the hedge fund-driven boom could dry up rapidly in a market downturn. It's a double-edged sword.
So, the real power players might be more volatile than we thought. Fascinating stuff. Thanks for breaking this down.
Absolutely. It's definitely a landscape worth watching. And with that, we wrap up today's discussion. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.